Channel 2 Right, in continuation of the visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at noon, the 27th of November, 71. And in Channel 2 Right, Little Bessie comes in and does most of the talking from then on. Beginning of Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Bessie at noon, the 27th of November, 71. Channel 2 Right, and continuation of the visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at noon, the 27th of November, 71. And on this Channel 2 Right, Little Bessie comes in and does the talking from then on.
I don't fix any lunch and just stick it on the table, is all I do. And you just sit right there and we'll just see what we've got. I just put out some peanut butter and peaches.
Say, Miss Daisy used to work for him a little over there.
That's what she said. I don't know the time she used to do it. Because she wasn't living up here, you know.
Oh, that's when she's living over?
Over across the railroad.
Across the railroad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's years ago. Ain't just been yesterday.
Oh, way back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After Mr. Collins was there.
Oh, yes. Mr. Collins had been dead about 6 or 7 years, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, he died before I got down here.
Well, yeah, he did. He died a long time before she did.
Oh.
Well, he sold his boy that slack of land out there.
Yeah.
You know. Then he come back here for it.
Yeah. Changed his mind.
No, Miss Boggs, she wasn't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
You know how Miss Boyd is.
Well, now, Miss Daisy, if she worked over there for them, she wouldn't make too much money at it.
She didn't remember, just wash, that's all.
Yeah.
She didn't make about 75 cents a day.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Well, I don't know when it was. I thought I wasn't here.
Yeah.
Because I only come in and out here, just coming in and out. And the reason I was down here, I was just tired.
Yeah.
Going up and down that subway in New York.
Yeah.
I was just tired. So that's why I come home. Just come on home and just stay.
Well, you know, back then, Miss Bessie, people in here now, in town, in the city is a little different. But out here, people didn't have much money.
I know it.
They didn't have much money to pay out.
No, you have to do it mobile accommodation than you would anything else.
Yeah. So So if you had to work for a living, it's kind of hard to make it, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
Especially making crackers. We got a little salad over here and some crackers, and I'll go over here and tell Suzanne.
Yeah, tell Suzanne to come on and have a little.
Come on and have a bite.
Brother, this old coffee pot not working. That's the reason it's sitting there. I'm going to throw it away. What do you make coffee in?
I got a glass percolator.
Percolator? You put it on the stove?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have a bite, Miss Betsy, and let's nibble a little bit.
I want you to have some of this, Betsy. This is a good salad.
Salad?
Salad, fruit.
You want to put on a little consomme for me?
Hmm. Oh, you don't like mine.
This is the end of my hidden.
I don't want any.
Oh,
you want some? Miss Betsy will drink some with you.
What?
Something she got.
Come to me.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got in here just a little too late, Miss Bessie, to know him. See, the Collinses was all gone when I got on here, and they'd sold the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire was working up there in the hospital or somewhere.
She's the hospital. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you see, those other people that used to live over there by Ms. P.K.?
Mm-hmm.
They were
you
gone.
You mean, Bradley?
Mm-hmm. See, the Hesters was all gone.
Yeah. They had been gone.
They'd been gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got in with any of these other people. See, the Smiths, they're all so peculiar. I never could. Miss Agnes and Cora, they're all nice people. But they wouldn't even speak to me.
You will.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hello. Well.
So I missed all that crowd, you see.
Milk, too? Yeah. Okay. All right. What about you, Miss Bessie? Okay. Okay. It's all this good jelly.
When George Mitchell's gonna have his house fixed, Miss Bessie?
Who?
George Mitchell.
Oh. Yeah, he'll have a very nice house when he gets through.
He's going to have the nicest house in this whole country, isn't he?
Mm-mm.
Hmm?
Mm-mm. It looks nice to me.
Why, that'll be the nicest house in this whole country. Who got one that nice? That old rattle trap you live in, that ain't nothing.
Well, that's all right.
And this old thing I live in, it won't, it ain't nothing.
You live in Asher?
Yeah.
Well. So what he had, a rattle trap as you call it, what he lived in, it wasn't nothing.
No.
Till he got burnt out.
Yeah.
And got the money for the death of that boy.
Yeah.
So he just looking to have a house, get a house.
He gonna have a house.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
I live in mine just as good as he's gonna live in that.
But it won't look like his.
It's all right for me.
But you won't be in his class anymore, Miss Betty.
Won't be in his class. I don't want to be in his class.
You know that house burned at about the right time, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that a curious thing? Now that old house burned before Shep died, didn't it? Yeah.
Oh yes. You see, Shep burned a long time before Shep died.
Yeah.
Cause Shep come home and he had to stay somewhere else before he got, before he died.
Yeah.
Hmm. You want some time for that guy?
No, I got plenty of this. Wasn't any place there for him.
You want me to do the you don't drink it?
Give her a little thing, don't ask her.
And here you just eat what's sight in front of you.
All right.
Hardest thing. I never have got it over to say that you don't ask people if they want it. Just give them some. Where did she get that?
Well, that's pretty normal. Everybody I know does it.
Well, she do like the children. Like children. After she do, you like children, you see. You don't ask the child to want anything, just give it to him.
Tell him he likes it.
No, sir. You all gonna have to say Mr. Mitchell now.
Oh, I'll never say. I'll never call him Mr. Mitchell. No, I'm stood about him.
Yes, sir, Mr. and Ms. Mitchell. They is the one that lives in that fine house up there. It's going to be a nice house, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really going to be a nice one.
Well, now what Dora going to do? Just keep living in that little old shack of hers?
I reckon so. The church tried to get her to buy her, that church tried to get her to buy the house. Buy the church. They said it cost too much to move it. They wanted $2,000 or something like that to move it.
Just to move it.
Hmm.
Well, you could tear it down and rebuild it for less than that.
Well, that's what they wanted. She didn't want to tear it down. So, she said it cost too much to move it. But it would have been a nice house. That church would have been a nice house. I said, now they got to tear it down.
Yeah, well, they can use the boards.
Well, they can sell the boards, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sell the boards, you sell it so much, a portion to a person, and then buy another person, buy some of them. Yeah, people that buy it, they get rid of it.
Cracking,
Miss Bessie. Thought it was start to build it right after Christmas.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. You know, William was like, they don't.
How come?
Well, he said that somebody called up the bishop during the conference. And say that the members up here were tired of William. But I don't know about nothing about it. They go send William's down to Wildwood. That William just wouldn't go. He said he had too much money involved in this church to leave like that, you see, so he just wouldn't go. He told the bishop he wouldn't go.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. But I think Gaddy was the one. You don't know Gaddy.
I never even heard of him.
He used to be out there. He used to preach out there.
Oh.
You see, Gaddy was the one who called up the bishop and told him about.
Oh.
The member didn't want Williams anymore.
Yeah. They'd really be in a hole now if they didn't have him.
Huh?
They'd be in a hole now if they didn't have him.
That's right. So they're going to tear the church down. Right, and we'll start right after Christmas. I can go back home, my boyfriend, all they're looking for.
You think so?
Hmm?
You think so? Think he'd be looking for you?
Yeah.
He'd be crossing that road.
Hmm?
He'd be crossing that road, won't he?
If he can get out.
I bet he hasn't stopped speaking yet.
Where's that fella live, Miss Bessie?
Who?
Daddy Duty, whoever you call
Gaddy.
Him.
Gaddy.
Gaddy.
He lives up in High Park. The Grove Park.
Oh, up there.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd like to move back down here?
Well, he'd like to come back down here to preach, not to move. But you see, William never gave anybody no trouble to none of the members. And no one has any trouble with him, you see. And he puts as much money in that church as the members do.
Yeah. And all that work.
Yeah.
You know, that church is lucky. You see, they got him and Raya and
Monroe.
Monroe too?
Yeah, Raya's brother.
And
Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4. And Miss Daisy's church hadn't got anybody.
No, they ain't got nobody. Tariq got a lot of men. She got a lot of men there. Along that church out there. And then the members pay their money.
Yeah. They pay up.
Yeah.
This is Nettie, let's see if I don't know.
No, you know, you just think about it. That's some church.
And then, just started building that church. It ain't like a center point. Because we got men enough to able to take care of the church, you see.
Yeah.
When they start to build them, they could go right ahead and put that church there. Won't be long putting it up.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Ryan and Monroe both is carpenters.
Yeah.
And William himself is a carpenter.
Yeah.
You see. And he can lay many stones is the next one.
Yeah.
And so Lloyd can do all electrician and do other work around there. Mm-hmm. And so you see Ludi there, he's one too.
Well, now you see the beauty of that is they don't have to do all the work either. But see, they can have it done.
Yeah.
And get it done right.
That's right.
And unless you know that stuff already, you can't do that.
No. Well, you see, they all knew it.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Bessie, they'll have these fellas coming over from the Micanopy place and from Center Point, everywhere, come over and help them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They'll get that thing moving.
Well, they won't be long putting it up when they get at it.
So what happened to this... Now, who is it staying with Doris? That's, who did we say?
Bill Rogers. Bill Rogers.
He won't stay over there with
Dora.
Dora.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Bill Rogers.
Well, what's the woman's name over there? Clyde.
Mm-hmm. That's Miss Dora's daughter.
Is she good? Right, good.
I don't know.
Eat a banana. That's you just ate a banana.
Well, I'm goodness.
Right here.
Well, let's go.
Come over here.
No, don't move. You've
come
been looking
here.
For me.
Come over here, Bessie,
yeah.
Sit right here.
No, I can sit over there.
Right,
with
now you sit right here.
You can't sit. If I hadn't seen her out in the yard, I wouldn't have known you were where you are.
Come on, sit right here.
She say she's over there. I said, over where?
Who said I was over there?
Doris.
Oh.
And I said, well, I had to go get my prescription.
I want you to tell Guy what you want at the meat market, or what you want, what you're going to cook.
What I wanted, I can't get it. I wanted some pig ears and, you know, pig feet cooked together.
Sip this hot time for me. That'd be good for
you. Oh, Miss Miles.
Come on, sip it.
Well, I've heard of pig's feet, but I didn't know about the pig's ears.
Well, I eat everything about him but
the grunt.
Yeah, the grunt and the oyster.
Yeah. Like you going out to the market?
I take you. Uh-huh. I said you might want to go up to make another. I got to go up there.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
I'm going to have to go up there anyway. I'll take you to the market.
Okay, I'll see Miss Maya can go.
Well, now tell me, what is pig's ears and pig's feet? And what else do you want?
I like the pig tails, pig ears, and pig feet. I like to cook them and cook them down real, you know, slow. And I like baked sweet potatoes.
Well, now, do you cook them down to eat them or just for flavor?
You kidding? Flavor what? My stomach. I'll cook them down to flavor my stomach.
Well, there wouldn't be much, there's not much meat on those things.
But they're good. You know, that's Ned and Lester. They won't buy the backbones, or, you know, neck bones or backbones. They won't buy oxtails. They say they're throwing money away to buy all the bones. So, well, there's plenty of meat on oxtails.
Oh.
I like oxtails. I like all of that stuff.
And there's some meat on it.
On oxtails?
Uh-huh.
Didn't you ever eat oxtails?
No, I never.
Oh, Mr. Vise, ain't you one of these old countrymen?
I just some oxtail sometimes, so we don't know what it's like.
Come up here and spend a week with us, brother. We'll just eat.
Yeah, you know, when I'm going to Palm Beach, I'm very fond of those, you know, the big lima beans, those big drivings.
Mm-hmm.
You never seen those?
It's Ford Hooks.
Ford Hooks.
They're all lima beans. They just give them four hooks. Bean is a bean.
I know, but I say that four hooks are larger.
Lord, Miss Malcolm.
You're going to let it's cold now. Go ahead and tell me. So when you go to Palm Beach, you just get...
I write my sister.
Yeah.
And she always have a pot of those big, as you call them, four hooks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And my brother-in-law loves them, but she won't fix them hardly ever, you know. But when she find out I'm coming, he'd be so glad when I say I'll be home, because
yeah.
He know he'll get his beans.
And you don't slip up on him; you give him notice.
I let him know I'm coming. Once, was it the last time I went home? Well, they knew I was coming down, but I think I went a day early. So they had the beans. And she said, well, now I have to fix something for lunch. I got to go to the store. I said, what do you mean you got to go to the store? And she said, to get something. I said, well, you know, tomatoes and lettuce, anything, you know, do me. I said, you don't go to the store. She said, well, I have your favorite. And I said, what? So she said, beans. I said, then you're talking about going to the store? Because I like all of the green beans. I've never had enough string beans. I can eat them every day, that and lamb.
Well, let me tell a joke about you when it's string beans. When she was born, my sister picked, how many
15.
Crates?
15.
Huh?
15 crates.
Yeah.
The day I was born,
and
my mother
was born
picked 15.
And she was born that night or something.
I was born that afternoon.
No wonder.
I was born that same on
no
the third.
No wonder. You have a bean in your hand?
I guess I did. They laughed at me on my birthday on a Thursday, but not knowing that I was really born on Thursday. And I had this big churn of ice cream. Oh, we used to have so much fun. And my first husband, you know, all of us would be out in the alley playing ball. We was playing ball that day, and if you had seen us, you'd have thrown every one of us in the lake with a scrub brush, not a tub. And I had made this big fresh coconut cake, and it had this big churn of cream. And I went upstairs, and I said, oh, I forgot, I didn't take the dasher out. So I took the dasher out and packed it.
So my mother was there, and so the lady, the people we were renting from, I didn't see Janie. Janie was in her yard under this big mulberry tree. And I said, Mama. She said, yeah. I said, what day was I born on? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, she said, you were born on a Thursday. On a Thursday evening, afternoon, late. She said, I'd pick 15 crates of beans the day you was born. I said, well, no wonder I'm like a jackass. And, just, and I didn't know Janie heard me. And she laughed and she called to me. I said, oh, I'm so sorry, Janie. She said, that's all right. Yeah, she told me, so she picked 15 crates of beans the day I was born.
Well, you know,
but now, show me one can get out there now and pick up a stick.
You know,
they say they can't do. Oh no, you can't do. Can't pick up that. It hurts you.
You know, Mr. John Palmer's store down there, this side of Reddick.
Palmer down that.
Down in Reddick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know too much about.
Well, Miss Reynolds worked in there. She worked in there a long time, and the reason I know it is, we bought a piece of goods from her. And she wasn't there, and we said, well, Miss Reynolds, she says she's eating right over there. We walked over there where she's eating. And what they got over there behind a cotton bale or something, they got a little hot plate and one thing or another, oven. And she puts on food for all of them, and they just take time about going over there eating. And she said, let me see, we was over there at her house, and she said she's going somewhere, and about noon, and she said it didn't matter. She'd already put on her dinner. She had a pot of beans and a pan of cornbread.
I guess a lot
That's
of people...
not bad. You know, Miss Mabel and Lillian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of their boiled food, you know, see, they have a oil heater. And all of their boiled food, they cook on that heater. If they're having beans or, what is it? She say one of them like the Ford hooks and the other one don't. But whatever they're boiling, if it's stew, if it's pig feet, neck bones, anything, it's going to take a long time to cook. They like that heater and cook it on the heater.
Yeah. There you are. Oh, I'm telling you, if the biggest mistake I ever made when I come down here, they had all this grass here, and I thought, well, I'll have to put some cows on it. That was my biggest mistake. If I had just let it gone up in weeds and put me a garden in with plenty of green beans in it,
we'd have done that.
And collards, I'd be way ahead.
And that's just what I wanted today, was some collard greens, and they only had turnips in the store.
Yeah.
And I don't care for collards. They're too rough.
She eat them though when I cook them.
I'll bet she does.
She don't care for them.
She's an old city girl.
Yeah, she eats
no,
them.
No, I ain't a city girl. You know what I mean? I just don't care for them because they're tough.
Uh-huh. Now, I like collards. Now, I'm not keen on this kale. Now, that's very dry and rough. That's just
kale?
Like, yeah.
I love kale.
I don't care about kale. But collards, turnips, mustard.
I don't like no turnips. I like the
top. The only thing I know that I'm not fond of is the kale and parsnips. I just, you know, they have a funny taste. But I can eat them. I won't tell anybody I won't eat them. I said I need a stomach full and get up and be happy too if I don't have anything else. Yeah, I won't say I won't eat them, but I just don't care for them. I'd rather have them. I can go to the refrigerator and open it and cut off a piece of lamb. I don't care how cold it is and eat it. And that's just how well I love lamb.
That's funny.
But you can't get lamb now.
Yes, you can.
It's costly.
I got a leg from Winn-Dixie the other day. It was $4 and change.
Yeah.
It was a lovely, small, tender. It's more like a spring lake glam, mm-hmm. very much like spring lake.
Yeah.
And I had him to cut me off 6 steaks,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a nice size. And then cut up the other part, and I made stew out of that part.
And it is worth $4?
Sure. See, I got more than one meal. I have more than 2 meals, because the stew, well, say I did the most of the eating of that. Because Tom ate that. Now, the doctor say you have to have lamb, and every time I turn around, he's buying lamb chops or something. Well, you know, lamb chops is expensive.
Yeah.
Shoulders or the rib, the loin chops. Because he go to this Big Star, and I can't stand anything in that Big Star. So I said, well, all right, if you're going to pay 53 cents or 62 cents or something for 3 little chops in one package, and you get 4 packages of them, what are you saving by not getting the whole egg?
Yeah.
You know?
Mr. Denny keeps
Yeah, he keeps lamb, but he doesn't have it as regular as the other
yeah.
store, because he don't have him. He sells it higher.
And now, what store is it that Tom goes to?
Oh, this Big Star. You know, this, it's a Big Star in the Sunshine Shopping Center, but the first one opened up is on the Newberry Road, you know, just below the,
I don't know anything about them.
Well, it's true, I know. I've been in both of them. No. One of them I didn't go in. I went into a Walgreens there. And I wanted Epsom sauce. I had sent it advertised for 33 cents, you know, for the 4-pound pack. I said, Thomas, at Walgreens. I said, Costa, you know, they don't have Walgreens anymore. It's all Liggett's. So he said, oh, we'll go into Woolco's, you know, over,
yeah.
and that's where that shopping center is over there. And we walked around, and I looked. I said, no, and I asked the fellow where would the Epsom sauce be, so he didn't hardly know. So I met a girl that I knew very well was in it. She said, you know, I saw that thing somewhere just now. And we looked, it was 49 cents. I said, nope, this is not the place, Tom. He said, yes, it is. You see what's on there? I said, that's 49 cents on there. I said, I'm looking for 33. So I had told him at first. I said, it's in the Gainesville Shopping Center. I said, it's not on the University Avenue. I said, you have to go. See, and they specialize. If it's in all of the stores, they say all of the stores.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just at one store, they tell you where it is.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So
you had to go there.
So he came on out. We weren't too far from there. He just came around by, you know, the Dandy Bread Company?
Mm-hmm.
They're going at the airport. I said, don't tell me you don't know where that is, Mr. Miles.
Sure.
Yeah, that's where I get my bread. If you know, it's far out there now. I don't go very often.
Well, we just came right on down 441 and come by there. Well, when you see, we weren't too far from the shopping center.
No.
And it was one pack to a customer. So I got one, and my husband got one. So I got plenty of Epsom salt. You know, I bathed my legs. In it,
yeah.
And I have trouble with my legs. And I bathe my legs. So.
Mm-hmm.
In Epsom salt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is that better than just plain salt pack?
The Epsom is better than just salt.
You salt pack, but I was been asking what you mean, packet and salt?
Poultice.
Oh, but I've never heard of salt poultice. I heard of meal poultice, mustard poultice, but no salt poultice. And I've been kicking around a pretty good while, Mr. Ryan. Now, you know, if it's any information in anything, if one of those horses would bite you, something like that. You get some real hot water and put Epsom salt in it. Just keep that hand in there as hot as you can. It'll draw all of that inflammation out.
Yeah. You got to keep it wet.
Well, you're sitting down. You just put your hand on a bowl. You know, make it.
How you think you're going to wet it? Keep it in a bowl.
Well, I tell you, I put a poultice on the cow's foot.
You see, you know,
he put poultice on the cow's foot.
Poultice on the cow's foot.
Yeah, and I had to go around and wet it every now and then. Keep it wet, or else it wouldn't draw.
What kind of poultice was that? Salt, the salt.
You should have been here, Bessie.
I'd never heard of that before. But you know, I worked for a retired lawyer some time ago. He was a lovely person to work for, and he'd wait till I'd get in the dining room to say something, because he knew I'd laugh. And I walked in that morning, and he was having his breakfast, and I, you know, went in to take something, and when I first walked in, I said, "Good morning, Mr. Carmichael," and I saw this pan sitting in this chair. He says, "Good morning, Bessie." I said, "How are you this morning?" He says, "Oh, I'm all right, all but my hand." I said, "What's wrong with your hand?" Well, it was swollen, you know, but it just kept that hand in that water, and then it swung it down. They drew out all of that information.
They say, that's what they say.
He said, "That damn horse bit me." Then I see, when he swear, you know, I'd laugh. I said, "Is that all you had to do to put your hand in the horse's mouth?" Then I'd go back out in the kitchen, and he'd come out, and he says, "I don't know who the craziest, me or you."
Me or the horse. But, hell, I wouldn't get close to them old horses. They'll all bite you.
And you get close to these?
No, he don't.
You like me then? Well, boy, we are friends. I admire them. You have some beautiful horses.
Yeah.
You mean you don't want to ride?
Let them stay their distance.
On the other side of the fence.
I can't stand their teeth and eyes.
And don't get too close to the fence even.
Don't worry.
Why, Bessie, I didn't know you felt like
that. I can't stand a horse. Teeth and eyes.
Well, you know, one got me right around the wrist one time and looked at me. And you know, it would have been just like a ear corn. They could just bite right down through it. And he looked at me and turned it loose. And ever since then, I wouldn't even get close to one of them. Either end.
Well, I used to have a lot of fun riding behind them. During my grand aunt's lifetime, Aunt Hannah, they, you know, lived a little when Bessie lived. No, it wasn't Aunt Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
It was Cousin Meg, Aunt Hannah's daughter, Nettie's mother. Well, you see, everybody used to go to Macanopy for shopping there, and that used to be a very big place. They just let it go down. And we didn't know what it was to go to Gainesville or Ocala for anything. You could even buy your casket there. They had that bank.
Upstairs there at Mr.
It's Weaver now, I think.
Yeah.
That was Mutt, you know, during that time.
Yeah.
They had their bank, their post office. They had their own little one window jail. They had their own shelf. I mean, you know, they didn't have any trouble with the people. Everybody got along fine. But I used to love to come out here because I was coming in the country. And we used to catch on Cousin Bubba's horse. He had this mutiny pet. And my cousin and I, we just like the devil. I wouldn't get too close, but have my be up in the wagon, we would catch his tail and heist his tail.
Yeah.
That's all the further I'd get. I wouldn't get in front of him.
I'm not going to let you ride one of my horses.
No, oh, no. I might break him down.
Now, I didn't get all that. Who was that?
When?
That had the horse.
That bit him?
No, your horse that you rode in, behind.
Oh, that was my cousin. That was Nettie's father.
Oh, Nettie's father.
Yeah, when they came to Florida, see, Nettie was about 2 months old. She was a little baby.
What's his name?
Nathan. Nathan Jackson.
Hmm. Well, you mean that Mag's husband? Nathan?
That was her.
Yeah, she talks about Bubba. We always called him Bubba.
They were here then?
No. Mag just lived a year. How? She didn't live but a year or two after we come back.
No.
It seemed like I'd known her a long time, but I didn't really.
Well, she was so nice, so sweet to us. You know, she's just like a mother to us.
Right.
And Aunt Hannah, she taught me how to cut up a chicken.
Oh, that's your mama?
No, that was my mama's aunt. That's my grandmama's sister.
Oh. That's your family. I thought you meant that was Mag's family.
No, well, all of Mag's family. Yeah, that's Mag's family. That was Mag's mother.
That's right, Mag's mother.
Mag's mother.
Mm-hmm. That was her aunt.
Well, let's just take it one line at a time. See,
well, you're getting confused.
Mag's mother, and that was Hannah.
Yeah.
And Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Jackson?
No, Belle.
Yeah.
I didn't say
that. Now, I never even heard of her. You see, I don't
it
hear
it was
her.
Uncle Butler.
Huh?
Yeah, Uncle Butler, Butler Bell.
Well, that was Uncle Butler?
Yeah, that's her husband.
But did he know Uncle Butler?
No, he didn't know.
I was going to tell you, Uncle Butler died before Aunt Hannah did.
I know, but he never heard of her. He heard me call Uncle Butler's name.
I've heard her talk about Uncle Butler, and I guess I just forgot about Aunt Hannah.
You didn't think you had to have somebody right there.
But now they had the house here.
Uh-huh. Used to have a two-story house there.
The two-story house there.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now they've been gone
quite some time.
You see, I missed all them.
They were lovely people. Boy, he would love Uncle Butler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know they call them violins today, but we used to all call them fiddles, you know, back years ago.
And he could fiddle?
And he could fiddle, right. He could fiddle.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, he could make one talk. And I had two uncles could blow harps, you know.
Uh-huh.
And one would get a comb and put a piece of tissue paper over it, you know, cigarette paper.
Yes.
If he didn't have a harp, he'd make one. He'd get a hair comb and
then
paper. And boy, they'd have a ball.
Yeah.
See, people had a good time in those days. I don't call it during the day no fun. I used to peep out the crack. I wasn't allowed out there. And I'd do the crack.
They was out there.
They was in the front, and they put us all to bed, and we'd be peeping through the crack. I had a lovely, lovely family. Our family's dwindling down now.
Well, now,
just Mom and Aunt Bessie.
Well, that wasn't there in that two-story house you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't tell me too much. I can't remember it.
You supposed to.
I get all mixed up. Because
of your work.
I get all mixed up. But now that's nice. You know, not long ago, somebody come out here and wanted to buy this place, and I would have sold it. And then it just caught me up. I said, well, where in the hell would I go? You see, an old Barney house like this is all I have lived in.
You know, I admire this house. I tell you, I admire the Richardson house, that old house sit over there. And then the one after you go around the corner before you get to the church. And I admire that. I just love old style homes.
But yes, but I couldn't find one. The country used to be full of them, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're doing away with them now. Everybody wants
concrete blocks.
Yeah. What they need to do is put, they announced the day that, I don't know where it was. At least I just was going to and from getting my things out the car. A house, a three-frame house, it burned down last night or sometime.
You can go.
The children, I think they had a babysitter there with the children. And I didn't get it, brother. I said, I sure hope she got them all out. Like I'm always fussing with Mr. Dawes about that place over there. Miss Dawes, I get. She said, Bessie, I wish you could get to Dave. And I told him, I said, all right, you just don't fix it. You're going to miss me. I won't be here. But I see if the inspector come around, they're going to condemn it. You see, and they have 5 kids there. You know, the fire would break out. You'd play heck getting those kids out of there.
Yeah.
Especially when 4 is upstairs.
Yeah.
At night.
Yeah. Oh, you would.
Because it wouldn't be but 2 words, fire and ashes. By the time this old slow poke or thing from down here to McIntosh get over there, you'd see would be the brick, where it was.
That's right.
So I know one Saturday when this house burned down on the Boardman Road, I heard this thing. I said, so wreck the police after somebody or something. I hear the ambulance. And I saw this truck going, chucking along. I said, oh, the devil, wherever, if he's going to a fire, I said, it'll be ashes by the time he get there. You know, I was in the house and looking out the window. I said, it'll be ashes by the time we get there. And I had to go over to Mr. Merck's that day for something. And then he called me. And I went over. No, he wasn't here. But I had to go over. And I went over there. I said, it was all I saw these people out there. And I said, Father, this is where the fire was. Well, the truck, it was coming back. The house done burned down. Not a thing there, but an old iron bedstead and the chimney.
Mm-hmm. Bessie, we just found out about Miss Martha Harris, about how well she sews. She's going to make guys some shirts. Nettie told us about
it. Oh, Miss Harris down there,
yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, she's nice.
I've got to go down there. I have 3 dresses, 3 pieces of material like that. She sews lovely.
Well, how'd you find out about her?
Through somebody else. I think I found out through Nettie.
Nettie?
And because I wanted Miss Lillian, see, Miss Lillian Ward used to, when she was in West Palm Beach, she used to do all of my sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came home, I told her I'd like for her to make me some print dresses. So she said she didn't sew anymore. Her knees was too bad. But I know she sewed for some other people since then, but I didn't say anything. I just went right on and I went on the Reddit.
How much family does Mark Harris have?
Now, I don't know. All I know is she has a married daughter and a son. And she had 2 children and a grandchild. Now, I don't know of anybody else.
She got a daughter living across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know her?
Yeah, she's a school teacher. And she plays for a couple of churches there. She plays for Reverend Alma Church, United Baptist.
Oh, she does?
Her daughter does. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do you know her husband?
Yes, but don't ask me what his name.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. He told me his name, and I forgot it.
It's a funny name, and I can't think of it.
I can't remember.
Because I'm always, and I can't even think of her first name one half the time. But Miss Harris, I know her pretty well.
And she's a school teacher, and she plays for those churches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She plays for two churches.
You know, I think that's one of the nicest things people can do, is have a music, you see, where they can play in the public. The public, you always need a little music in the public.
I'm so sorry that I didn't take music. Nursing. That's the main thing I'm sorry I didn't take.
Nursing?
Nursing.
Well, it wouldn't take you long to take it, because you know so much from experience.
I just... I don't know, I just like to work around with the sick people some. Oh, I get mad and say I'm going to quit and I'll stay right there. I took care of my mother. I nursed my mother when she first got sick, and my sisters came home crying. And she sent me the telegram, and the man, I had him laughing. I said, the man in New York said he had to get me out of New York quick. He didn't just did have to bury him. Because being on a weekend, it's hard to get transportation. And I said to my husband, I said, you know, I'm willing to fly tonight if I could get on a plane. So boy, he hit the ceiling. You know you can't get no reservation on no plane on a weekend. Well, he wasn't particular about me flying.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, I don't like flying. I said, but I'd leave, if I could get out from here, I'd leave tonight. But I kept calling and calling and calling, and they all told me I couldn't get a reservation before Tuesday. I called, you know, when I called Penn Station. And then I called the station there in Mamaroneck. And I said, now look, they're going to tell you that you can't get a reservation until Tuesday. I said, don't take it. I don't want it. I said, I want it for tomorrow. I said, Sunday would be the latest. I said, but I really want it for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Because the lady said to me, she said, oh, you don't think we can't put the people off the train? I said, I'm not asking you to put anybody off. I said, but there's such a thing as a cancellation.
Yeah.
Then, and I was packing all the same time.
Yeah.
I was packing and crying. Then I said, oh, I know. And I turned around just as I went to dial. My husband said, why don't you call Gus, who was my uncle? And I was calling him when he spoke, and he was eating. And I said to him, I said, Gus, he said, yeah. I said, I just got a telegram. Mama is sick and I want to go home. And they said, I can't get a reservation before Tuesday. I said, would you go down and see if you can get one? I said, maybe going in person. See, I was 25 miles from the city.
Yeah.
I said, if you go in person, you might can get one. He said, yeah, I'll go tomorrow. I said, I don't want you to go tomorrow. I want you to go tonight. He said, well, all right. Let me finish eating and I'll go. So when, I guess once he finished and got dressed and everything, then the telephone rang. And he was still at Penn Station. And he called me. He said, yes, I could get a reservation for Saturday morning at 10:30 or at 2:30. Them was the only two they had. But he didn't have that much money on him to pay for it. And all I was saying, I can. So my husband said, put your coat on. If he did really, he was sleeping. And we drove from Mamaroneck. I called back. I called his house back. I told him, I said, Fanny, tell Jack, don't go to bed, because he know exactly what window he went to. And I said, the man would recognize him. So we went on, picked him up, and went on down to Penn Station. Well, you see, that's 7 miles from 125th Street down to 33rd. You see, we had come all the way from Mamaroneck. And I fell up on that window and told the man, I said, my mama's sick in Florida and I want to go home. I said, I want a reservation, please, on anything organized near Florida. So he pushed the button, and just like that TV, the lady showed up on me. He said, have you got a reservation on anything out from here to West Palm Beach tomorrow? He said, she told him yes, and one for 10:30 on the Florida special, and one at 2:30. Well, I know that had to be the West Coast, the East Coast champion,
mm-hmm.
See, or the Silver Mill. So he said, send the Florida special up here. And nobody knows what a relief that was for me. And that train made one stop from New York to Jacksonville.
Is that right? Good man.
One stop. And I thought we were in Savannah because I happened to doze off to sleep. We were eating when I got the telegram, and I never did eat anymore. I never did. My husband tried to me, I said, I couldn't swallow it if I had to. And I said to the porter when he came through, I was looking, I said, don't look like Savannah. I said, but if that be Savannah or Jacksonville 1. So I said, is this Savannah? He said, no, this train don't even know Georgia's on the map. He said, you in Jacksonville. And this was 4 o'clock in the morning. We left New York at 10:30. I mean, it left on time.
Yeah.
And quarter to 10, I was in my mother's stuff that Sunday.
Is that right?
I walked in the door. And she was looking for me. My sister went to work and she'd give her the telegram and told her, Mama, best to be home today. She didn't let her know that she had wired for me. So she had it in her pocket. And she said, I was looking for you. Maggie told me you was coming home. And then my brother-in-law came home to see about my mother. And he came around the house whistling for the dogs, and I said, Fat. When I said Fat, boy, he liked to have a fit. He said, did you come by plane? I said, no, I would have if I could. I said, I didn't try. I said, but I was tempted to try, and Tom would let me. I said, I came on the Florida special. Because he had just told all the guys down the street. He said, I'm going home, because my sister will be here this afternoon. So they was looking for me around 2 o'clock and a quarter of 10, so in the morning I was there.
And you took care of
And
you took care of your mama?
I certainly did. She had an appointment at 9 o'clock that Tuesday morning. I got there that Sunday. And the doctor said she had this light stroke and it just glanced her brain. Just.
Yeah.
And and when he got to examine her and everything, and he sent her out in the waiting room.